Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi to everyone out there. I thank you for joining me. I apologize. I am so late. Reason is I live 15 miles outside of Concord, New Hampshire, and I have the worst internet connection. I know North Koreans who have better internet connection than I do. So if you waited around, thank you. If you missed the show live, I apologize, but it's going to be posted to my Twitter, Facebook, and eventually my YouTube account, so you can check it out then. Reason we're all here tonight is I'm going to be doing a reading from The Ghosts of the Maria Doria. The book is due to be released probably around midnight on Kindle. I'm still working to get the print edition out, but I'm having problems getting it through KDB Select. There's some type of technical problem. So what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to read from you. I'm going to read chapter 3. Those of you that have to get my newsletter, you've already read chapter 1 of this. Chapter 2 is the introduction to some of the characters, especially Tatiana and Nick. And chapter 3 sets the mood. For those of you that would like to get the free short stories and the free short stories and the free previews of the book, please just join up my author. Just sign up for my newsletter. Wait a second. All right. For some reason, it's not letting me put it in. For some reason, it's not letting me put it in the comment section. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I just spent like the last 20 minutes trying to get the internet back up and running, and I'm a little flustered. I will try to put it down. If the comment section comes on, I'll put it down in a few minutes. If not, I'll just post it on my Facebook page tonight and my Twitter page, and you can go. You just hit the link, drop in your email. I do not spam you. I do not share your email addresses. It's just you get sort of free previews, free knowledge when specials or discounts are coming out. Short stories from the Tales of the Nurse Alyssa universe, and I often post sample chapters of the books ahead of publication. So, without further ado, let's start reading. Again, this is chapter 3 of The Ghosts of the Maria Doria. The first chapter dealt with the introduction of the ghosts. The second chapter deals with a woman named Giselle, who has contacted Tatiana and wants to discuss with her a business proposal. And we begin. When Giselle said as soon as possible, she did not mean a phone call or a video conference that night. She requested a one-on-one with Tatiana and asked if they could meet within a few days, hopefully the following afternoon. Giselle would only say she wanted to discuss a delicate issue that could only be handled with Tatiana's expertise, stressing she could not provide details over an open line. Giselle even offered to send a private plane to bring her to Miami. Because Tatiana had no idea who this woman was and what she wanted, she politely deferred. Giselle then asked, almost pleaded, to meet Tatiana somewhere near Dartmouth College. The woman's insistence sparked a flame of curiosity in Tatiana, so she relented and said she'd meet Giselle after class at 4 o'clock at the Starbucks on South Main Street. Now Tatiana sat at an isolated 2-seat table near the front door to Starbucks, waiting for Giselle and wondering why she had agreed to this. For a woman about to earn her PhD, arranging a meeting with someone she knew nothing about seemed stupid. Giselle, if that was her real name, was likely some wacko who saw her on the podcast last night and wanted to relate her stories about ghosts, Bigfoots, and aliens. At least Tatiana chose a public venue in case the meeting went. A middle-aged woman opened the door and stepped inside. She wore a red dress and black heels and appeared professional. Tatiana suddenly realized she had no idea what Giselle looked like. The woman paused and glanced around. Tatiana started to raise her hand when the woman's eyes widened. A smile pierced her lips. She made her way to the table behind Tatiana, where a middle-aged man in a business suit stood and hugged the woman. The two sat down and chatted excitedly. Tatiana checked her watch. It read 4:22. You only waited 15 minutes for a professor and 20 minutes for a professor with a PhD. This was ridiculous. She should have realized that when Giselle promised to send a private jet and fly to Miami. Tatiana chastised herself for falling for this bullshit. Well, at least she made a fool of herself where she could get a cup of coffee and quietly skulk away rather than at the airport where she would, "Excuse me, are you Tatiana Reynolds?" Tatiana glanced over her shoulder. A woman in her early 30s stood beside the table. She was tall, approximately 5 feet 11 inches, with a shapely physique that reminded Tatiana of a centerfold model. The woman filled out her blue sweater nicely, and if the woman had not been wearing jeans and boots, Tatiana guessed her legs would be just as attractive. Wavy blonde hair flowed over her shoulders, framing a face as beautiful as her body. When the woman smiled, she must look stunning. Only now, her blue eyes and jaw were etched with consternation. "I'm Tatiana." She stood and clasped the woman's hand. "I thought so. I recognized you from last night's podcast. I'm Giselle DeMarco." The woman reached into her back pocket, pulled out a leather ID holder, and flipped it open. Inside sat an identity card from Miami Cruise Lines with her photo. "Just so you know, I'm legitimate." "Thanks." Tatiana smiled and motioned to the seat across from her. Giselle sat down. "I'm sure you had your concerns." "To be honest, I did." "I don't blame you. I came on a little strong last night. After watching you in the podcast and researching your involvement in the Salem incident, I knew you were the right person for the job." "And what job is that?" Curiosity started to get the better of Tatiana. "Before we get to that," Giselle placed the briefcase bag she carried on the table and opened it. She rummaged through the papers for a few seconds before pulling out a single sheet and a pen, which she placed in front of Tatiana. "I need you to sign this." Tatiana pulled the sheet toward her and read it. "A non-disclosure agreement?" "I know, it seems bizarre, but corporate insisted you sign that before we talk. What I'm about to tell you is extremely proprietary and cannot be discussed. By signing it, you're under no obligation to Miami Cruise Lines. You only have to promise to keep this conversation between us." Tatiana read through the NDA and didn't see anything out of the ordinary, so she signed and dated the document, then slid it back to Giselle. "Thank you." The woman took the piece of paper and returned it to the briefcase bag, an expression of relief on her face. "I'm curious why a cruise line needs a paranormal investigator. Are we talking a haunted cruise ship? That was not a ghost. That is my cat Michonne off to my left, who, if you don't pet her just right, she gets edgy. Getting back, I'm curious why a cruise line needs a paranormal investigator. Are we talking a haunted cruise ship?" Giselle used her right hand to rub her forehead. "Honestly, I don't know." "Then why come to me?" "3 weeks ago, we had an incident aboard one of our cruise liners, the Maria Doria, our newest vessel on its maiden voyage out of New Orleans. Everything was going well until the liner entered the shipping lanes. the captain lost navigational control. Sounds more like an engineering issue, said Tatiana. A few minutes after the liner lost navigation, the control panel reported a fire in the staff mess. None of the security cameras indicated anything was wrong, so the staff captain went down to check on it personally. He reported nothing unusual in the area, but ushered the kitchen staff into the main corridor while he checked. According to the kitchen staff and those monitoring his activities on the bridge, the staff captain was on his way out of the dining area when he bent over in pain and screamed. Giselle removed a set of 5 8x10 color photographs from her briefcase bag. When the kitchen staff rushed back in to check, this is what they found. Tatiana took the photos and examined them. They each showed a charred body from different angles. The limbs were curled up in a near fetal position as if the victim had tried to protect himself. What caused this? A flash fire? No. Look at the furniture around the body. It's untouched. The only part of the staff mess scorched were the tiles directly beneath the body. Tatiana studied the photographs, concentrating on the area around the corpse. As Giselle had mentioned, there were no indications of a fire nearby. Not even the linen napkins were singed. She displayed an expression of confusion. You'd think that if a body burned for that length of time, the fire would spread. That's one of the bizarre things about this case. It was less than 5 seconds from when the staff captain screamed until they found the body like this. Giselle fished a report in a leather binder out of the bag and handed it to Tatiana. The crew testimony is all in here. Everyone's stories matched. Tatiana thumbed through the report for several minutes. What could cause a fire so intense it burned a body this bad so quickly? We have no answer to that. Once the liner returned to port, dozens of investigators swarmed the ship from every agency imaginable. The New Orleans Fire Department, the Department of Transportation, the shipbuilders. Corporate even hired 3 sets of engineers from different companies to conduct independent investigations. None of them could find a cause for what happened. A few theories postulated that maybe one of the stoves erupted and set the staff captain on fire, but the bridge crew swore they saw him in the mess area alive and well a second before the camera went out. What did the autopsy reveal? Asked Tatiana. Nothing. There were no alcohol or drugs in the system, and the coroner detected nothing flammable on his remains or on the tiles around them. One of the corporate lawyers even suggested spontaneous combustion. Tatiana glanced up from the report and fixed her gaze on Giselle. Really? Corporate is desperate to find a plausible answer that takes the burden of responsibility off us. Giselle paused. What's really strange is that right after the staff captain died, full navigational control returned to the liner. And you think there's something paranormal going on, which is why you came to me. I don't know what to think, Giselle sighed. Every other possibility has been examined and dismissed, from technical malfunctions to foul play to suicide. One of the bigwigs in Miami suggested the possibility of a ghost, and the CEO ordered me to find an investigator who could assess the situation. That's why I was watching the podcast last night. I'm looking for someone credible, someone who is well-respected and won't turn this into a publicity stunt. The last thing the shareholders want is to see this show up on Ghostbusters. I did a lot of research, especially on you. The way you handled the ghost in Salem makes me think you're perfect for this job. I don't know. Though the idea sounded intriguing, Tatiana felt certain this would be a wild goose chase. She still had classes to teach. Where is the Maria Doria now? Dr. New Orleans. That's too far for me to. Corporate is willing to pay you $50,000 to do a paranormal reading on the liner. Well, maybe chasing geese could pay off after all. Are you serious? Asked Tatiana. Giselle nodded. I am, plus expenses. That's a lot of money. Not to the corporation. They're desperate to get this resolved. They want to find the answer. They want an answer. Giselle leaned a little closer. Corporate is looking only at the bottom line. The cruise industry is still recovering from the pandemic, and the smaller cruise lines are suffering the most. Maria Doria is our newest liner and had the most bookings. We lost a fortune having to cancel the cruise and refund the money. Unless they reach a viable conclusion about what caused the staff captain's death, they can't put the liner back into service, which means the season's a wash. Plus, local media is breathing down corporate's neck, demanding answers. Every other option has been explored, and the review board still can't find a way to resolve this issue. It'll mean bankruptcy if Miami Cruise Lines has to pull the ship out of service. Does the board really believe the incident was supernatural in origin? To be upfront with you, most think the idea of a haunted cruise liner is bullshit. Those pushing this option are in a panic. The consensus is that if we exhaust all options, no matter how unlikely, it'll be good for the company's reputation. All they want is for you to come out and take a tour of the ship. A shiver went down Tatiana's spine. I don't know. I'm scared of water. Really? I never learned how to swim. The thought of being aboard a cruise ship terrifies me. It'll stay in port if that's any incentive. Tatiana contemplated the proposal. Giselle repressed a sigh, not of frustration, but of defeat. I know this whole thing sounds bizarre. It does to me, too. But you said in the podcast last night that you've done paranormal readings of locations presumed to be haunted that turned out not to be the case. This is going to be the same deal. You'll spend an afternoon aboard the ship, tell the board there's no paranormal activity, and you're home the next day. Corporate is happy, your reputation remains intact, and you make $50,000 plus a free trip to New Orleans. Tatiana ran the entire scenario through her head, trying to find the flaws, but she could not. She taught classes only on Tuesday and Thursday, and tomorrow was Friday, so that gave her 4 days to fly down, conduct the investigation, hopefully cajole a night in New Orleans, and still be back in time to teach her next class. And she certainly could use the money. I'll do it, said Tatiana. Giselle's face lit up. Thank you. My pleasure, Tatiana paused. Can I bring Nostradamus with me? The woman's eyes narrowed. Who's Nostradamus? My pit bull. Animals are attuned to spirits. He's like an early warning system. Is he friendly around other people? Very. Then it's fine with me. I'm sure the captain won't mind. Thanks. What's next? Giselle closed her briefcase bag. I'm staying down the street at the Hanover Inn. Give me your address and I'll pick you up at 8 tomorrow morning. My plane is at the Lebanon Municipal Airport. The pilot will fly us back. Pack enough things only for 3 days. You'll be back Sunday night. It's a free weekend in New Orleans. That sounds nice. You should be there during Mardi Gras. Giselle winked and stood. I'll see you in the morning. Oh, and bring your bank account information with you so I can deposit your fee. Tatiana watched Giselle leave via the front door and turn right toward the hotel. She waited a few minutes, finishing her iced tea and admiring her good fortune. She hadn't been on vacation in a while and had never been to New Orleans. Hell, she had never flown on a private jet before. This promised to be a fun weekend. All right, well, that is it. That's Chapter 3 from The Ghosts of the Maria Doria. I hope you enjoyed it. For those of you that have already pre-ordered the book, I hope I enticed you so that when it comes out, you'll sit down and read it all weekend. And for those who haven't bought the book yet, hopefully it'll pique your curiosity enough so you'll buy the book. I thank you. I thank all of you for following me, for contributing to my page. I appreciate it. Up. Oh, it looks like my user is up. I mean, the comment section. And for some reason, I can't post in the comment section. I cannot figure out why. All right. Anyways, to the Facebook user, the nameless Facebook user, it's probably my NSA guy spying on me. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Book is coming out tomorrow. Please, if you bought it, and if you bought, or if you do buy it, when you read it, please leave a review. And if you're watching this on my YouTube page, like and subscribe. I'm going to sign off now. Don't forget, 10 o'clock tonight, I'll be on Weird Reality, the Watching Weird show on Weird Realities. Tonight, the Weird crew is going to be discussing our favorite actors as villains. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you all soon.